Hello, it's May 15th. Thanks for joining us. We often hear, as in today's scripture, the term apostle, which sometimes is interchanged with the word disciple and also the 12. Here's a look at the differences between them. Disciple. This is from a Greek word that means one who is taught, a learner, the follower of a master. In the Gospels, the word designates those called specifically by Jesus to follow him and who actually traveled with him. Some of them were women. It's not known how many disciples there were. Luke, in his Gospel, speaks of Jesus sending 70 disciples to preach, but it is assumed there were more than this. Luke, in the Acts of the Apostles, is the first to extend the term disciple to refer to Christians who were not with Jesus during his ministry, but who were later baptized. The 12. From among the disciples, Jesus chose a distinct group to become the 12, symbolizing the 12 tribes of Israel in the New Covenant. Their names are listed in 3 of the Gospels and in the Acts of the Apostles, although there are some variations in the lists. Apostle. This is from a Greek word that means to send officially, as, for example, an ambassador. In the New Testament, the term does not apply to all the disciples. It does apply to the 12, but goes beyond them, apparently designating those specially sent. Paul, for example, calls himself an apostle. Let's listen. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. For I am the least of the apostles, not fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Paul finally mentions the appearance to him, placing it last. He refers to himself as one born into Christianity, abnormally, using a Greek word that connotes a birth that had some difficulties. No problem understanding that analogy. Paul, who had been persecuting Christians, was not what you would call a normal apostle. Yet here he was, called by Christ and sent as an apostle. In his own words, he was not fit to be called an apostle. Most of us don't feel fit to be a representative of the Lord. We believe in him, but we don't consider ourselves holy. For some, it's our past, the same problem Paul had. For some, it's our present, which is also the same problem Paul had. We're just not that good. It's not that we think we're rotten to the core. It's got more to do with our lack of goodness. Years later, Paul lamented this in his letter to the Romans. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Yet here I am, called by the Lord, and called by name. It was the Lord's decision, and it's the Lord's gift of the Spirit that makes me what I am. All I have to do is let the Spirit express itself in my life today. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.